السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده وصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers all the prophets and messengers of Allah especially the last and final Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Peace be upon him, upon his family, and upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is the last and final Prophet and Messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the believers say, ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا our Lord we have heard a caller who called us towards Iman say have faith have Iman in your Lord so we believe The mission of the Prophet ﷺ was to invite everyone who could hear his message, who could learn his message, invite them to Iman. Prophet ﷺ wanted that people believe in Allah and believing not only just by saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, but doing the right things. Doing the things that Allah has commanded them to do and desisting from things that Allah has forbidden them. Allah has told them not to do. So Iman, faith, in the proper sense of the word, they become the believers. And Prophet ﷺ was the best role model for that. Rasulullah's concern was that those who say that they believe in Allah and His Messenger, they be the best people in their words and in their deeds. Actually, people say, فِي أَقْوَالِهِمْ وَأَعْمَالِهِمْ وَأَحْوَالِهِمْ be the best people in their words, in their deeds, and in their whole circumstance, in their whole life example. And Rasulullah is very much concerned about that. He emphasized very much that what should be the way the believer should be. What should be their style, their words and their deeds as individuals and as community. And he, because of this was his concern, his main concern. So Rasulullah ﷺ gave many examples of the true believers and various parables. Parables is the amsal. And amsal make things easy for people to understand. So in order to understand the Prophet's concern for every Muslim believer, every Muslim as individuals and as community, you have to look at those parables, examples. These examples are very inspiring, very instructive. And we can check ourselves where we stand with those examples. So Rasulullah used to say to the people, لا إيمان لمن لا عهد له لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له ولا دين لمن لا عهد له. There is no iman. Person has no iman. The one has no amana. Is not trustworthy. لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له. And he used to say, لا إيمان لمن ولا دين لمن لا عهد له. And the person has no deen, the one who does not keep his promise, the one does not keep his agreement. So Rasulullah emphasized that point. And then he used to say, you are not a believer. Wallahi, he is not a believer, he is not a believer. The one whose neighbor is not safe from his troubles. The good neighborliness is also part of iman. And there are some beautiful examples, you'll find that in the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, in the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ. One of them, it says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ مَثَلَ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَثَلِ الْقِطْعَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ يَنْفُقُ عَلَيْهَا صَاحِبُهَا فَلَمْ تَتَغَيَّرْ وَلَمْ تَنْقُصْ. And by him, on whose hand is Muhammad's soul. This is to emphasize that this is, I'm emphasizing this point. By him in whose hand is my soul. The example of a believer is like a piece of gold. Goes through the bellows, heat, but it becomes better and better. There are challenges come and the challenges make a believer better. Just like gold, you put it in the heat and it comes out shining, pure, clean. مثل المؤمن كمثل القطعة من الذهب. That's the beauty of a believer, the goodness. The character of a believer is like character of gold. You know, the examples are, we call them tashbih mufrad or tashbih murakkab. Sometime example is given by one thing with another thing. And sometime example is given by something, some condition, some situation, by another situation. So here is Rasulullah is not saying that he is exactly like a metal of gold. No, he's a human being. But example is the condition, of the situation, the value of the gold. That is the value and thing is of the human being. Human being, of course, is much more precious than that. Human being is, and especially the believer should be much more. But that is the point. As you think of gold, so think of the character of a believer. In another example, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ مَثَلِ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَثَلِ النَّحْلَةِ أَكَلَ طَيِّبًا وَوَضَعَ الطَّيِّبًا لَمْ تُكْسِرْ وَلَمْ تَفْسُدْ. By him in whose hand is Muhammad's soul, my soul. The example of the believer is like a honey bee. Eats good and produces good. Does not break, does not spoil. So here Rasulullah is also giving an example. That is a small little insect, but it has certain value. You think about that. reflect on that. This little one goes around, goes on fruits, on flowers, nice places, and takes the nectar and produces something much better. And that is the honey. فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَأُوحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. I say the whole surah, surah number 16 called Surah Al-Nahl, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that how this small thing, this honey, is moved by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired that go to the fruits, to go to the trees and make its own comb, and then from there you can produce. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ. From its belly comes out a drink that is of different color. فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. And it has a shifa, it's a healing for the people. So Rasulullah said, by him in whose hand is my soul. Believer is like that. The example of the believer is the example of a honeybee. أَكَلَتْ طَيِّبًا وَوَضَعَتْ طَيِّبًا. Take something good. Believer is supposed to take halal. Pure, good. Halal and طَيِّبًا. And then also his deed should be good. His word should be good. You eat nice, say the word good or nice. Action should be nice. So أَكَلَتْ طَيِّبًا وَوَضَعَتْ طَيِّبًا. And then another thing Rasulullah said, لَمْ تَكْسِرْ وَلَمْ تُفْسِدْ. The bee goes on the flower and it does not break the flower. It does not spoil the flower. It takes whatever is needed, but it does not break it, does not spoil it. So that's another lesson one can learn from the honey, from the honey bee. The Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تصم العنب الكرم فإن الكرم قلب المؤمن. That's what I'm saying. Do not call the grape karam. Karam is the heart of a believer. Arabs used to call the grape karam because they used to grapes for making wine. And they used to believe that wine makes a person gracious, generous. So that's why the word karam means generosity, graciousness. When a person drinks, he becomes very gracious. He becomes very generous. Na'udzubillah min zalik. Actually, it is called Umbul Khabais. The alcoholic drinks are Umbul Khabais. Of course, grape is good, but what they do with the grape is they spoil it by making a wine out of it. So Rasulullah said, do not call that. It is not karam. The real karam is in the heart of a believer. It is the believer should be generous. A believer should be gracious. A believer should be a noble person. So nobility comes from the heart of a believer, not by drinking. Because drinking makes a person committing sin, and that's called Umbul Khabais. Rasulullah said about believers, he said, Al-mu'minu mir'atu akhih. Believer is the mirror of his brother. The mirror of his brother has been explained in different ways. Mirror of his brother means that he is like his brother. He reflects the condition of his brother. If his brother is in difficulty, he feels the difficulty. If his brother has some problems, he feels that. So miratu akhi, he is a mirror of his brother. And also it's been explained that it is if he sees his brother's anything that is need to be corrected, he points out. Just like somebody is standing before the mirror, and the mirror will point out where is the spot, where you should clean, where you should fix. A believer is in the mirror of his brother. He tells his brother what are the things that be improved, but he tells them in a very polite manner. And as soon as one person away from the mirror, it does not tell to another person who comes afterwards, say that so and so had this problem. So he keeps the confidentiality. And the purpose is so that other person will correct himself, improve himself. And that's the way the brothers should be. That's the way believers should be to each other. Every believer should improve the other believer. And in this way, the community become the best community. Khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives several examples, several parables. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minu man aminahu nas ala amwalihim wa anfusihim. A believer is the one from whom other people are safe in their money and in their personal, in their person. That means he is not going to deceive, he is not going to cheat, he is not going to make a fraud, he is not going to steal other people's money. And he is not going to attack them on their, in their character, in their reputation, or attack them physically. So believer will not do that. This is not the way of the believer. Al-mu'minu man ya'manuhu nas. An-nas. All people. Muslims, non-Muslims. Anyone of any race, any color, any nationality. People do not fear Muslim. Because he will attack them. He will do wrong to them. People should have confidence in a Muslim. Al-mu'minu man ya'manuhu nas. That is the mu'min. The word amn means safety. And from amn comes the word iman. So iman is amn. Iman, amn is safety, security, and iman is that. Be in safety and security from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring other people in safety and security. Ya'munhu nas. And then in other places of Islam says, Al-Muslim man salima an-nasu min lisanihi wa yadihi. Muslim is the person from whose hand and from whose tongue other people are safe. It is mentioned in a hadith that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, ask them a question and see that what answer they give. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna min ash-shajari shajaratan la yasqutu waraquha wa hiya masalul muslim akhbiruni ma hiya. The Prophet said, there is a tree among the trees whose leaves do not drop, and it is like a Muslim. Tell me the name of that tree. Akhbiruni ma hiya. So Sahaba, they're thinking that maybe there's some strange tree somewhere in the desert. فَوَقَعَ النَّاسُ فِي شَجَرِ الْبَوَادِ. People started thinking, what that tree will be? That Rasulullah is asking us a question. And then they said, Ya Rasulullah, akhbirni, akhbirna, tell us, what is the name of that tree? And the Prophet said, here, nakhla, this is the date palm. Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, who reported this hadith, he was very young at that time, sitting with all the great sahaba, older sahaba. He said, waqat fi nafsi annaha nakhla. I thought that it was the date palm. But he was shy. How should I speak in the company of elders sitting there? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, all of these great sahaba were sitting there, and why I speak upon that? And when the Prophet said here, Nakhla, he quietly said to his father, Umar radiallahu anhu, I thought of that. And Umar said, why didn't you say that? I would have been so proud of you if you would have said that. I mean, there's nothing wrong. You see your children doing good, you feel proud of that. Be happy with that. Children doing good, smart, understand things. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, if you would have said that, it would have been like this and like that and like that. I've been so happy with you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling that Nakhla, just as you mentioned Nakhla, Nakhla is honeybee. Nakhla with kha rather than ha. Nakhla is the palm date. The date palm. And Rasulullah said, believer is like that. Muslim is like that. Because this tree has so many benefits. Every part of it is beneficial. Everything is good. First of all, it grows in the desert land. Does not need too much water, too much fertilization. In a very harsh climate, it can survive. Its fruit from the very beginning is good. As soon as it starts, it is good, and then after it ripes, it is good. So it is available all the time, throughout the year, and very nutritious, very delicious, very healthy. And then also the tree itself of many use. I mean, as far as the date is concerned, the date human beings eat, it's a stone, it's good. It can become for the food for the animals, for camels, for others. And there are many other benefits. Somebody has produced many other products from the dates about 17 different products are made, including coffee. And also cream for skin and many other benefits. And then also the date palm. Its trunk was used for making homes. Its branches were used to make the roof. And it also to make the ropes. Many other benefits. And that's why Rasulullah said, Masalul Muslim. That's the way the Muslim should be. Some example, I mean a parable. And the tashbih murakkab, not you become like a tree. No, it is example of that, benefits of the tree. So wahiya masalul muslim. So this tree, the Prophet said, this, look at this. In the nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created something from which you can take lesson, from which you can learn. In another place, the Prophet said, innal mu'mina lil mu'mini kal bunyan yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. وَشَبَّكَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ أَسَابِعَهُ. He said, believer to another believer is like a building. And then the Prophet put his fingers together. And bricks are together. Bricks are supporting each other. وَشَبَّكَ عَيْنَا أَسَابِعَهِ. That means as the bricks are supporting each other and you have a strong building, the same way you should be like that. You should be supporting each other. You should be together, not separated. Al-mu'min lil-mu'min kal-bunyan yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. The believer for another believer is like a building. Every brick is supporting the other. And then the Prophet ﷺ gave example of the community of believers. And he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عَضُ تَدَعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهْرِ وَالْحُمَّى. The example of the believers for each other in their mutual love, in their mutual care and compassion is like a body. مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ. Every part of the body cares for the other part of the body. If one small part of the body has pain, the whole body has pain. Finger has pain, a little nail causes some pain, suffer from that. So you all suffer together because it's all one body. So believers should be that way. If anywhere, anyone among the believers is in difficulty, you should feel that. فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ. That is, and the whole body, Rasulullah says, تَدَعَتْهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْهُمَّةِ. Every part of the body participates. Could not sleep, have fever. Why? Because there is some pain somewhere. And that is, of course, the body is alive. If the body is dead, you will not feel that. مَا لِجِسْمِ الْمَيِّتٍ إِلَامُ. As the Shair said, a dead body has no pain. You can cut, you can do anything to the dead body and it will not happen anything. So the point is that should be a living body. The ummah should be a living ummah. Everybody is concerned about the other. And the more they are concerned for each other, the more they are living. And the more they will bring benefit to each other. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we learn from these lessons and they inspire us and make us, motivate us, that what is our iman, what is the level of our iman, in which way we are. Are we valuable for ourselves, for our community, for our families, or we are just simply saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and don't understand the meaning and don't understand the purpose of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. In the Quran, in many places, there are qualities of the believers are mentioned. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned who are the mu'mineen and what are their qualities. And at the same time, also people who say that they are believers, but they are not believers, they are also mentioned. And they are called munafiqeen. Munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who say, but they do not do. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And it's interesting that Allah SWT says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, or you who believe, why do you say what you do not do? Allah did not say, يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. But Allah SWT says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, or you who believe, why do you say what you do not do? That means there are people who say that they believe, but they do not do whatever they're supposed to do. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the path of righteousness, that what we say about our iman, about our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we fulfill that. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa 'ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, khususan 'ala al-khulafa' al-arba'a أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعلى عمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا, وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا, وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا, واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير, والموت راحة لنا من كل شر. عباد الله رحمكم الله, إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استووا واستقيموا. Please make a straight line, be close to each other. بارك الله فيكم. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نذهب صلاة الجنازة إن شاء الله and also remember in your dua several people who are not well and also those who are passed away during the last week please make dua for the health of brother Rafi Brother Haisam Bandakchi, Brother Bilal Dalati, Sister Rima Dalati, Muhammad Tariq, and Keval, Kamal, and Ayub families, Brother Rafat Ali, Sister Rebecca Khan, Brother Muhammad Ali Khalili, and Sister Khadija Lodi Kawala. Please pray for all of them. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim, ya Allah. Also make dua for Mahmoud Dukovic and Bahriya Dukovic, our brother Hassan Dukovic's brother and mother. Make dua for them as well. Also the people who passed away, Brother Nabil Musa Nabi, Sister Brother Sayyid Ikram Ahmed, Sister Alia Al-Abid, and Brother Haji Ismail. May Allah bless them. Allahumma qfir lahum wa rahum. We'll be praying Salatul Janaza for Brother Monte Zain Tajuddin. He served as a chief warrant officer in the U.S. Army, and he will be buried at the Riverside National Cemetery. Condolences to his wife, Sister Mayoko, and their children, relatives, and friends. May Allah give you patience. So we'll have now Salatul Janaza. Please kindly stand for Salatul Janaza. Any bearded family member, brothers who want to be in the front area, please come. Please make a straight line. And prayer is facing the Qibla this way. And please just face the body. Face the body.
Come. Oh, this way. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Salatul Janaza has four takbirat. Say Allahu Akbar. Hold your hands. Recite Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. And then say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And after the third takbir, make a special dua, inshallah. And then fourth takbir, salam on both sides. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma aghfir lahu, ya Allah. Allahumma aghfir lahu wa rahmhu wa afi wa afu anhu. Allahumma akrim nuzulahu wa sa'a madkhalahu. Allahumma aghfir khatayahu bil ma'i wa sal. Allah, we pray to you to bless him. Keep him, make his qabr, make his grave as a garden from the gardens of paradise. Allah, bless him and bless his family. And give them patience. رَبِّ خَيْرَهُ وَدَخَيْرَهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَلَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. بارك الله فيك. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. You're related to you? What is your relationship?
Son.
You're in God.
Son.
Isn't it? And
thank you.
Our condolences.